out. Like, think about this. Like, I think we're so, it's so hard for us as women to think there's any reason other than self-loathing to lose weight. It's like, if I'm happy, why would I ever want to lose weight? I always look at it like, I hope that I am happy. I want to be happy. But if I want to lose, it would be like saying, well, if I like this job, why would I ever go get another one? Maybe there's more challenge in another job. So, like, think about it. Other than the emotional eating part, what are other reasons why people would choose to lose weight other than self-loathing?
I mean, I think of things like, it would be easier to I think it would be easier on my body to exercise and move. It would feel a lot better if I was less weight. I think about walking into a room right now. I feel like, I feel sure of myself when I walk into a room, but I feel like people who know me can look at me and go, oh, she's lost weight, or oh, she's gained weight. And there's this measuring stick of like where I'm at on my up and down journey.
So what if you were losing weight and you somehow tied it to never giving a fuck about somebody else's thoughts?
Yeah.
Like, what if you did it so that, like, because that's a part of self-loathing.
I know, but then if I felt like if I didn't give a fuck about their thoughts,
you would learn how to really increase your own, because your thoughts can't be high enough right now if you're worried about what somebody else thinks about your body. Because then, right now, your old shitty about what they think about you is louder than you, like, you walking in the room going like, I love me. I'm great. Like,
okay, but if I, in my head, if I was there, then why would I change anything about it? Like, why would I lose weight?
Well, like, tell me.
I can't go. I don't know. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to say I don't know, but.
Tell me why you haven't lost weight. What is the eating that you're doing directly attributed to? Give me the do line that's causing you to, what did you call it? The moving target.
Yeah, well, I'm either moving towards it or away from it. So I'm moving. The target's kind of staying still, but I'm like approaching it and then retreating.
Let's just do this. Let's clear it up. Do you want to lose weight or not?
Yes.
Okay, so you obviously want to. The desire is there, so that's not a problem.
No.
So what we want to do now is we want to take the desire to lose the weight and combine it with loving yourself. That's the recipe that we're trying to create right now.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, what do you do with food that doesn't give you weight loss?
I overeat it.
Like when? Binging? Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I can. Yes.
Okay.
I binge at night.
Okay. We binge at night. This doesn't exactly sound like a behavior that's coming from the happy version of you.
Right. But that, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, if I get to that happy version at this weight,
would you be binging at night?
I don't know. No.
All right. What would you be doing at night if you were like, I'm fucking Joy. Like, I embody the name. Like, I'm not just called Joy. I am Joy.
Yes.
What would you be doing at night instead?
Just closing my eyes and going to sleep.
Probably other things.
Maybe. After I've done all the other fun things that I want to do. But that's when it hits, is when it's like time to close my eyes and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. My brain just goes, and then I allow my thoughts to go crazy and I binge. And
right, but that's not coming from happiness. You keep saying, right, if I was happy, then why would I lose weight? If you really loved yourself, let me ask you this. Does this ever come from true love of you?
No. No.
And what happens if we somehow figured out that this was no longer needed because there was a lack of love? What do you think would be happening?
you know, I've gotten to that place before with you, mm-hmm. like in no BS, where I was really not binging. It wasn't even crossing my mind anymore.
Yeah.
And I've gotten back away from that. And I really try hard to think, like, what was I thinking back then? Because it seems so easy because I had done these baby little steps with you.
I can tell you one thing you probably were thinking or weren't thinking. I think you were probably finding a lot of joy and happiness in how you treated yourself, and you didn't need this.
Yeah.
When we find joy and happiness in ourselves, the byproduct of that is we also find how we want to treat ourselves too. That's why I talk about change your life and the weight will change itself. Because I remember when you were like, when we were at 6A and you were like kind of on fire and stuff.
Yeah.
You were sitting around talking about how much you were enjoying you and yeah. how much you were enjoying your process. And you were very curious about how to keep that going.
Right.
There was happiness there.
Yeah.
I promise. Go ahead.
I can taste it. Like, I can remember it. It was such a short time ago in my head.
It's not far away. I was actually, when I was on the Woman of Color call, we had a fabulous call this last month. I remember getting off that call going, yes, like everything was so good. And one of the things that I was telling them is that I've been coached on recently is, I cry every time I talk about this, but, and look, can we all just take a moment to know that this is the longest I've ever been at camp and not cried? Like, we have set the record. Someone note the time. But I was telling them that I have been coached so much this year on my inability to love my life. I have never had more than I do right now, and I've never had more problems loving it. And I was telling my coach, and I was bawling in the Zoom call, saying, I can see a life right here in front of my face that is so fucking good. And it's within my grasp, and I can't hang on to it. And all we had to do was unwind every thought standing in the way. And I think that's what you're going through. You know you can do this because you have. If you allow yourself to believe, the only thing standing in your way is allowing yourself to focus on, I know I can do it, versus it's really hard.
Yeah. I feel like my eyes pop open every morning and I feel the weight of that I'm not doing it. And during, when I was doing it, my eyes would pop open every morning. And I was excited for that day. I didn't even think about my weight. Honestly, I just was excited for that day. And right now,
I know. And that's so key. Stop talking because I want to point this out to you. You're waking up every day thinking, I'm not doing it. The future you never thinks this.
Mm-mm. Okay.
The future you hears this and is like, no, that's wrong. I'm unraveling every piece that needs to be unraveled. I am doing it. I don't know what it's supposed to look like. I think that a lot of us fall into that trap. Like, you know, a regain shouldn't be a part of the process, or a binge shouldn't be a part of the process. These things are not supposed to be happening for me to get there, when that is the biggest lie and the most frustrating tale we'll ever tell ourselves.